Trevor. How you doing, bud?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice. I know this is a special time for you. Excited about the NBA draft coming up tomorrow night, and want to kind of get into that. Let's talk first. Do you feel like you're going to get your name called, or do you feel like your best opportunity is going to be in a free agent situation?
Right now I feel like it'll probably be like a free agent route, but I mean, my agent said, I mean, there's still hope. I mean, I had workouts for teams, and I mean, I did well at them too, so I mean, just seeing what teams, just waiting for a team to fall in love with me. And, I mean, it can happen tomorrow, it can happen, I mean, at the summer league or in August sometime. I mean, I just got to just wait, be patient, and just wait for my opportunity.
And that's part of it, too, that, Trevor, people don't follow it closely, tend to forget. We're only talking two rounds now for basketball. This is not football where you have several rounds, baseball where you got 30-plus. Sports are different. The numbers are different in the game. And so the NBA only has two rounds in the draft. So it's not what it may seem. If you don't get your name called there, that phone's probably ringing throughout the course of the night, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my agent. I know he's going to be working hard for me if my name don't get called. And, I mean, he said there's a possibility that even after the draft, I mean, teams would start calling for summer league, and even teams just they want to pick me up in free agents if I have to go that route. And he's just saying stay positive throughout the process because, I mean, I should be in a good position to play in the league. I keep doing what I'm doing.
Trevor Relaford joining us here on Tide 99.1. Take me through things. The season ends for Alabama. You got to finish up your degree, and you got the diploma in hand. Now what? Tell me what was going on. I know you went back home, but kind of walk us through what all has taken place for you in the last few months since you got the degree and you wrapped up your career at Alabama.
After the last game of the season, I took a week off, and then I went straight out to Indianapolis from there, and I was out there for like a month and a half training at a place called St. Vincent Sports Performance with some other guys too that was entering the draft, and I was out there training, working hard. Then I had Portsmouth, and then I had a couple more workouts, like it was like last week for like private workout with teams and stuff like that, And that's pretty much what I've been doing since I've been going. I mean, it's just a grind. Every day is just basketball. I mean, it's kind of a good thing, too, because you don't have to worry about school no more. So, I mean, I'm enjoying it.
The whole process, has it been what you thought it would be? Because you go from basketball, which in the college game takes up so much of your time, I know. But now it's a job. Now it's a career. It's not school. There's no study hall. It's basketball 24/7. It's what you dream of, but has it been what you thought it would be to this point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely my brother going through it. I mean, I always bring it up, but I mean, him going through it just like prepared me for it because he's like, I mean, you're going to be flying from city to city. And I mean, you got to take care of your body. That's the biggest thing now. And if you want to play for a long time, is just taking care of your body because those flights can take a toll on your body. So, I mean, the fight is the only thing that's been different in the struggle. But other than that, I mean, it's everything I expected.
How much did the changes you made in your body basically a year ago, because it was 12 months ago, you really started to transform things. Lou Dineen comes in as a strength coach at Alabama, and we saw a real difference in you physically. How much did that help you to go from the level you were at the end of the season to where you know you need to be to play at that next level?
Oh, I mean, Coach Lou helped me out with my body. I mean, he showed me a whole different side that I didn't know I had there, a different burst. I was able to play longer without foul trouble. And, I mean, just tell my game out overall. And just, I mean, I was able to do more things that I just wasn't able to do the years before just because I would always end up hurt just because I wouldn't take care of my body. And then once he got there, it just changed a lot. And now I can see that I'm able to play against, like, bigger guards and at the height I'm at just because of, like, how strong I got last year and how much quicker I am a year ago to now. So, I mean, it's always helped. I mean, your body is that's the biggest key to be an elite guard. You gotta be in shape. You gotta be able to push the ball at the point guard spot too without getting tired and outlasting your opponent. So, I mean, that's the biggest key for me, and that's what I've been working on a lot.
Talking to Trevor Relaford, one of the best ever to play basketball at the University of Alabama, getting set to start his professional career. The NBA draft is tomorrow night. When you're watching that, and again, you know your name's not going to be called early, but when you're watching it, are you watching it as a fan? Do you think? I mean, it's got to be pretty cool to know that whether your name is called or not, Trevor, you're in that mix, you're in that pool, you're in that discussion. For the first time after you've watched this thing, I'm guessing since you were probably about 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, I've been watching the draft for a while, and to actually have my name to actually enter the draft this year, it's unreal. Like you said, even if my name don't get called, I know I did everything I possibly could, and to put myself in this position. And I mean, if I don't get called, then I mean that's just extra motivation. And I mean, I've been against doing this since I was little, always going against the odds. So, I mean, I can't wait for it to see what happens and just go from there.
The season in your senior year didn't go the way you wanted it to. I know the record, the season itself got to be a grind because of the record itself. When you look back on it and you've had to look forward, I've talked with Coach Grant about this, but when you do look at it and you kind of evaluate it, where do you think – is there one thing that you'd like to change about it that you feel like, you know what, if we could have done this, then everything else might have fallen into place?
Well, I mean, I think for the most part, like I said, like everybody came out and I feel like everybody came out and competed and played hard and tried to buy into what Coach was saying. And, I mean, it just didn't fall our way this past season. And, I mean, can't do anything about that because I think, I mean, it made me a better person. You know what I'm saying? Because in the past, I probably couldn't handle losing like that. And, I mean, no one really wants to handle losing. Everybody wants to win. But I think it just made me just appreciate the game more and just know that, I mean, you gotta work hard every day or things like that can happen. And I mean, it just got me ready for this process coming up and just knowing that don't get down on yourself. Just keep pushing. And that's what that season was basically about. And I wouldn't change anything about it. I wish we could have won.
Two guys that were maybe the closest on that squad, you and Carl Engstrom. Carl's moving on as well. Do you talk to the big guy? How's he doing? What's going on with Carl?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's doing good. He's just training too and just trying to get ready for Euro or wherever he ends up next year. And just getting ready to play overseas and be a pro as well.
How about two guys that have redshirted last year in Michael Kessens and Ricky Tarrant? You know, fans have heard about them. They haven't seen them. You went against Ricky in practice. You went against Ricky as a player at Tulane. Tell us what we're going to see from those guys this year and how much of an impact you think they're going to have on the season.
Oh, those two guys right there. I mean, I don't want to put too much pressure on them, but I mean, they got a bright future next year. And I mean, going against Ricky every day made me the player I am right now. I mean, we competed. I mean, he's an elite guard too, and Mike, he's gonna be a problem in the SEC as well, and all the new additions they have too. I mean, it's gonna be probably one of the best years next year for Alabama basketball with the talent they got coming in and with the players they redshirted last year. Sky's the limit for them guys.
I know it ain't exactly convenient. You've been busy. Have you been back? Have you had a chance to see those guys at all since they got back and started working together over the summer?
No, I haven't got a chance to go back in, but I'll probably go back at the end of July for a little bit, see those guys and play with them and stuff like that.
Didn't get as many postseason games, NCAA tournament games for you as we'd hoped, but you had some great moments. The trips to the Garden, getting into the NCAA, some big shots, some game winners. is the one you're always going to remember most, though, maybe the 60-footer to beat Georgia?
Yeah, I think that'd be my all-time favorite. I actually watched the other day. I was listening to the one where they had a view doing the voice after the shot, and I mean, it always make me smile and just bring back memories from being at Bama, and that was a crazy, crazy moment.
I'm still trying to figure out two things. Number one, how I didn't have a stroke and die doing the call, because I got a little bit excited. But when you go back and you watch the video, really, you launched that thing from right at 60 feet, okay? And you shot it. You didn't throw it. You shot it. That's what made it so great. But how in the world did you practically catch that thing underneath the basket when it went through? I mean, that's how close you were. Have you gone back and watched that? I mean, you had the best view of anybody. You didn't just shoot it and watch it. Your momentum carried you, and you dang near caught it when it got underneath.
Yeah, I think that's what allowed me to get the shot off so easily like that, and like it was able to shoot it, because when I shot it, I kind of was like, it was like a runner, and I just kept following it. So I shot it and just kept following it, and it just ended up. And then, like, once it got close, I kind of realized it had a great chance of going in. And then I just was like, I didn't believe it. And then I just looked up to the crowd and was like, man, it's really happening.
How's your family doing? Everybody excited about what's next for you?
Yeah, everybody's excited. My mom, she can't wait to see what happens. She's going to try either way. And I mean, that's the biggest thing. And, my brother, he'd be here too to watch. I mean, if it do get caught, that'd be a great moment for the both of us.
I don't know where you wind up, but I do know this: you're going to have a ton of people wearing Bama gear that are big fans of whatever team you're playing for next. It'll always be that way. I've told you this before. We greatly appreciate what you did and what you meant to Alabama. You're always going to be a part of that family, and wishing the best of luck, man. Hope everything goes great. Hope you'll stay in touch.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. And you know, I always stay in touch. Alabama, like my second home. And I never forget that place at all. So I keep in touch, and I'll see you around.
You got it. Thanks so much, Trevor.